It's Around the Lunch Table. It's your boys, Jay and Z. Let's get rowdy up in here.
It's gonna be gone. Like yeah. Yours, like that short.
Do it. I think you looked good either way. But
thanks. Not a biased opinion or anything. You fuck.
Yeah.
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 I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying that short. But I'm saying it's gonna be short.
I'm
like,
saying
I'm sick of it. And even if it went all the way, it still would look fucking weird. It's not gonna look good.
Yeah, I feel that.
I don't have the face for it and like the head type.
I think you have the lips for it, definitely.
That has nothing to do.
You
with
do have some big lips.
A bun, but I'm just saying.
Big old lips.
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to take this time to talk about the extinction of the Western bullnose dolphin. Guys, this is a precedent event. There are oil spills. There are so many things happening. And if you give us a dollar, then we'll tell you. We'll not tell you where it goes. But yeah. Like, it's going to a good cause because we said so.
It is. And do you think
people can do that? Like, they can, like, be like, oh, donate now? Because you really don't know where your money's going.
I believe it's called fraud. And that's
saying I think that like a company could like do that and you get like whatever they could like pawn it off as they did give it to that, but they really didn't.
Yeah, it probably happens all the time. I mean, that's, you know, why the fuck do people have charity events and shit? I mean, I do want to talk about like the extinction of the bottlenose dolphin. Who would be the expert on that?
It's the Western ball-nosed dolphin.
Oh, there's a bottlenose.
Ball-nose.
So he's got like a ball gag on his.
Yeah.
What is that? An oceanologist?
That does what?
Like, okay, so say you want to talk about.
There's marine biologists, not just ocean,
maybe
oceanographers.
Maybe it's a marine.
There's oceanographers.
Maybe it's a marine biologist.
There's
biologists. If you have this problem of the extinction of a dolphin, who do you call?
Not the Ghostbusters.
No. How many ists do you think you could name? Like, ologists. Ologists.
I probably could name quite a few. I wouldn't be able to rat them all off right away, but a geologist, an oncologist, an oceologist, paleontologist.
Why are all archaeologists? I can't even fucking say it.
Hey, welcome back to Who Gives a Shit?
Yeah. Why are all archaeologists?
Must be the rum, dude. You're having a stroke.
Yeah. Why are all archaeologists women?
Why?
Because they're so good at digging shit up in the past.
I've seen that.
I saw that on Instagram first, too.
I meant to save it, but I didn't.
First and foremost, we're just hopping in this episode. One, we took a couple weeks off, but because, bam, Patreon coming out Monday.
Yes, it's a huge, exciting thing, and we have had a little bit of a hiatus because we took a break, and then yesterday we're going to do one.
Sabbatical.
Yesterday we're going to do one, but we've had some extenuating circumstances that were unfortunate, and we had a lot of shit going on. I guess I could just summarize it that way. Not good shit, but...
Well, we're going to say good shit.
It happens. But for now, like anything else, we're pressing on.
Yes, pressing on, moving
forward.
So, a little late to the ads and shit here. Shout out to... Aperture Ocean Productions, bringing ads and ideas to life. Shout out Cascadia Pizza.
Well, here's the thing: I didn't even do an intro.
I know we're just going. It's just fluent. We're just
so. Hey, this is the first episode. Which is what number? 39.
39.
So this is we've never had an episode of that intro. And honestly, I'm okay with it. We can do
exactly.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
So here's okay. So like you know how? Oh, sorry.
Okay. Just want to finish the Patreon thing. Patreon.com/AroundTheLunchTable.
We have a patron already.
Bam. We
Brianna.
Thanks.
I don't know how you found out because we didn't post anything about it, but you did it. You
should just Google.
And you're hot for it, and we love to see it. Thank you.
Love to see it.
Love you.
So Patreon.com/AroundTheLunchTable. Again, all the episodes like normal are there. When you guys hear this episode, you patrons out there will be getting another episode because you'll be getting the next ones a week early and the Hot Ones episode's done. So, bam.
It's taking a little bit of time, but it's done.
Yeah, Around the Lunch Table.
Shout out Jordan Obias. Shout out Aperture Oceans for giving us that.
Around the Lunch Table After Dark. That one's coming out. Boom. So, one thing I wanted to bring up.
After Dark, there's twerking. There's ones. There's stripper poles.
Yeah. This is not where you take your kids. It's not where you take your families. This is not a good spot to be. This is the place where you're kind of like, you know, you walk through the door and you look behind your shoulder.
This is like the adult shop on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Popping. Popping with truck drivers and hards. Yeah. So speaking of like dolphins and shit, we had someone tell us this weekend that I just had to bring up. So many questions. So many questions. So I don't know why we're talking about Bears, but
the Bears. Shout out to all the Bears.
The Bears. Sorry, I don't know what was going on there.
I don't know why.
So we were talking about Bears.
Okay, sorry.
I couldn't help but not, but
my bad.
Someone moans, I gotta moan back.
Sometimes you just gotta moan one out, you know. I've done it actually, like literally. Like, have you ever been at work, like you're lifting something, not as in like, but I'm saying like you're just breathing and it's kind of like, oh, it's like a groan, but like you're, it's like
that's, you did not just do a groan, not none.
But it sounds kind of like a moan. It's like,
no, that's not what the first one you just did. If we play that back, the first one was.
I don't moan in my spare time. I'm just saying, like, have you ever
imagine,
unintentionally, like.
No, okay, this is what it should be, like, and you're just like,
okay, yeah, because that type of moan is only if you put a little air. Obviously, but I'm saying I've like, like, have you or stressed out? Like one time I was like stressed out at work, and like I'm just like, I have so much shit on my plate. I'm just like on the phone with like my boss. I'm just like, I just don't even.
Okay, yeah, that.
And I just like, it's just like, did you just moan? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I just did. Anyways, what were you saying about the Bears? The Bears.
Have you ever like told your boss "love you" bye on accident?
No.
I accidentally.
I said "fuck you" bye before.
No, okay, I didn't say that. I accidentally texted the GM in Vegas, but I meant to text Aaron. I was like, "Love you, honey. I'll be home soon." And then he didn't find it funny.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. As like a joke. Yeah. Like I've had bosses where I was close enough that I did that.
No, I'm saying I did it on accident, complete accident.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant that's a joke, like for funny for shit.
Oh no.
Do you know? I mean, I think this is hilarious. We think this is hilarious. It's like I feel like it's a lost art. I feel like the whole. People used to say bussies a lot. Like, obviously.
Bussy.
If you don't know what bussy is, it's because there's a pussy, obviously. And a bussy is your butthole pussy. So they call it they call it a bussy. And here's the thing. I've heard one today, and I've never heard this before. Okay. It was yesterday, excuse me. I was at work, and this coworker was just like, he was like, you know, he's fucking like. So there's bussy. That's probably the funniest one I've heard. That's why I call people's buttholes bussies, because it's fucking hilarious. It sounds hilarious. But this one was just this one's up there too. And he was just telling the story, and he's a funny fucking guy. And he was like, and they were all talking about some fucking just sexual dirty shit or something about like their wives or something like that. And he was like, you know what? He's like, you know, I've never been an ass guy. He's like, you know, I've never really ventured there. He's like, I've never had the need to. He's like, but one night, like, you know, had a couple drinks and we go in, we're doing our thing. He's like, and I just flipped her over and just stuck it in her boochie. Like coochie, but boochie.
That's good. Stuck it in her boochie.
And then he was like talking about like eating her ass and stuff. And I was just like, oh my God. He was like, you know, I just stuck my face in there like it was a fresh patch of petunias just needing to sniff. And I was fucking dying. Boochie?
Just fucking.
A boochie?
Just licked his lips kid about to eat a waffle cone.
It was just really fucking funny. I've never heard boochie before. Yeah. That's funny as fuck.
The speaking of Gucci's, that actually ties perfectly into our
Gucci
Bears
and Gucci collab, dude.
Yeah,
butthole Gucci hats.
The Gucci Bussy collab. The Gucci.
You tried.
I tried. So it's a perfect segue to our Bear segment of the hour. So Jordan was telling us. So we're talking about hibernating bears. And by the way, he's 100% serious. He's like, oh yeah, dude, did you know that bears eat moss and twigs that they clog up their buttholes? So that way when they're hibernating, they don't shit or fart and then stink up the cave and then discomfort
thing.
The other bears.
The clogging part makes sense, but like the bear doesn't want to smell up the cave. Yeah. They're animals. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. They stick their fucking whole faces in rotten carcasses. Poop. They don't care.
Yeah.
That's not... But the thing is, that might be true in terms of they eat things to clog their butthole.
I feel like
but at the same time, I feel like it's not.
At some point with him, it's like there's so many things he knows.
I'm
going to bet this
either
one's wrong.
You have Albert Einstein's IQ or you're bullshitting half of these. You know what I mean? It's just there's too many variables.
I actually believe the moss and stick part, but
I
then
believe,
when,
like that logic of it made sense because they're hibernating for so long. But like I didn't believe, well, because then they stink up their cave.
Yeah, and then the other bears aren't gonna like
they
that.
They also
bear.
Don't hibernate in fucking groups. Other than that's their cubs. They don't hibernate like fucking wolves all together.
There's just like a bat just hanging upside down. What would you do if you saw like if you walked in my room and I'm just like hanging upside down like a bat?
Close
like
my door, say goodnight.
Good answer. Let the man do his business.
Yeah, man.
You ever seen that like American Horror Story shit? And we watched one
just
with
a
Aaron.
Weird. I've never got into
and
it.
And then she's like,
Aaron loves that. I
yeah,
don't,
she's
I
like
don't.
Fucking the demon and shit. And it's like,
dude, that was fucked
who
up.
Who are these writers? That's,
okay, yeah, okay. Who there's an American. Who, this is like a. It's like a new thing
what's
too.
Going on?
Like a new
what's going
episode.
On?
And the girl fucks this big creature demon. It's like those. It's
it was
like
Bale.
Those,
it was the creature.
Yeah, it's
Bale.
Like those porn ads when you see a fucking dark elf animated thing or fucking this. I'm like, who watches that?
Or it's Lois Griffin just going to town on
seriously,
Quagmire.
Who watches it? I need to know.
Pornhub, there's obviously a market.
There is. And Pornhub, and they need to give some more specific statistics because.
I thought you were saying they need to censor these ads because when I go to a porn site, I want to see good family friendly ads.
No, about that too. I want to see, you know, I don't want to see fucking make believe. I don't want to see orcs and elves fucking. I just, you know, who clicks on that? Who sees human beings and like, wow, that fucking, you know, that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Who sees all the thumbnails and then chooses the cartoon?
Yeah.
Who?
It's like an orc.
Who? I need to know who it is.
It's like a World of Warcraft thing.
And they
have
need to
ever
be on watch.
Okay, obviously, probably not now, but when you were a lot younger, you know, it'd be like, choose your sex, male, female, and then you'd click it, and then it would be like, tiny boobs, big boobs, biggest boobs,
yeah,
and you'd click biggest boobs, and so you go through the entire thing of making
this
character.
There's too much time there, I never did
no,
that.
No, no, no. But you go through the entire thing of making your character, and then it's that. Then you're just praying it's not going to happen. At the very end, it's like, must be 18 years old or older. Please put in your credit card to confirm your age.
And you're like thinking that you would just get everything.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking. That's
how big crazy. Do you want your cock to be? 2, 4, 8.
I think that, well, that I got that from like Grand Theft Auto when I was younger. I was like, oh, I'm going to the strip club and I'm getting dude, some ass.
Dude, you ever, I mean, there's nothing like one of those summer nights with your cock out, you know, going into the strip club and you just pulled a heist. So you got money.
Yeah.
And you find that girl that's been looking at you the whole time and you close your door, grab a tube sock. And
no, here's the thing. I never did that.
The sock thing? Never did it.
I have never understood why that's a thing.
Do
it's
you know
like,
who
dude,
that,
you could just wipe it up. Bro.
Do you know who that Trevor Wallace guy is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has a podcast called... sticky socks. No, it was it's something like that. And they were actually on the Basement Yard, and they interviewed him, and they were asking him how he got the name, and he said it like he kind of had some like thespianism to him, where he was like, "Oh, it came to me in a dream." Like, not actually.
I think he's just trying to be funny.
Yeah, but I had a friend who did the whole sock thing, but it's like I don't want to put my
feet. What is a thespian?
An actor.
That's what it is.
It's called thespianism, I believe.
But like people,
I could be so
wrong.
They
call them thespians because in 300, the movie, I don't know what I think. He randomly, he's like, or gives to the thespians. And I'm like, what is a thespian?
Yeah, I believe it's like in the olden times, like who would act out.
I see a tunnel.
Yeah. Rose butt.
Over the hedge, if you didn't have the reference,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to say, Dad, that was
pretty good. And then she tries to do it because she's inspired. Lights, and gets fucking yeeted down the fucking
bam,
stairs.
Fucking.
And then he's like, Heather, I thought you were dead. And she's like, I learned from the best. I'm like, everything's okay. I just got my spine broken.
Yeah, and there's
I'm going to play this
off. And
there's
a bear eating a raccoon in the kitchen while we're having this heart-to-heart. Like, I that's another thing I hate about superhero movies. I hate when they're like I saw a thing about this. Or it was even like in The Hobbit. Like, two of the main characters meet up, everyone's fighting around, and then they're like, hey, glad you made it.
It's yeah, like, it's like, dude.
It's like, dude, any one of these 30 bad guys could just go...
Yeah, it never happens. Like, I want a movie where that happens, dude. I want a movie where they just get fucked up for being stupid.
Yeah, I also, like, I'm sorry.
Who's your favorite Avenger?
I mean, I think we've had this conversation. Iron Man, I like him.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's everyone's answer.
You
just
because
he's badass.
You could, he is. You can kind of be Iron Man, maybe.
I mean, I don't have.
You can
the,
be. You can
I'm
be.
I'm not
a
billionaire philanthropist.
No,
playboy,
but you can but. Be. You can be. You can be Robert Downey Syndrome.
You got that from that clown guy today, didn't you? Yeah. Oh, it's funny, Robert Downey Syndrome.
What's that guy in that video? And like, he's at like Comic-Con or somewhere. He's like, "What are you?" He's like, "I'm the Riddler, obviously." He's like, "How long did it take you to make that suit?" He's like, 4 months. He's like, 4 months. He's like, "Yeah." He's like, if you spent that much time talking to chicks, you probably wouldn't be a virgin. The guy's like, this interview's over.
I don't get, like, okay, the cosplay thing. Like, I get dressing up
as a
kid.
I think it's cool. I just don't have the energy to ever do that in my fucking life as an adult.
I mean, it this is what I've always wondered. Okay, so all...
You think they fucking those and that's a thing? It's a thing. Is that it? It's a thing.
That's not what I was going to ask.
Damn it.
but close. I want to know. So you always see, it's like, I now have Megatron's battle torn helmet. You know? And it's like, okay. So, okay.
And they invest money in it. Yeah, it's okay. Like, oh, I paid $5,000 for the set piece.
I'm going to paint a picture. I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's like five of them, you know, and they're all posing and they take these pictures, right? All we see is the pictures. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
We just see pictures of the cosplayers taking pictures like, oh, I'm Batman. I'm Robin. I'm freaking Harley freaking Quinn. Like,
I'm freaking freaking boo.
Yeah. What do they do after the pictures?
I don't fucking know.
Do they act out scenes or do they just like hang like we would right here, but they're in fucking like...
I think that's what they just hang out because they put a lot into it and so they want to stay in it as long as possible.
So all it is for the picture. It's just for the gram. And then...
You're talking about the people that like are just at home that do this.
No, I'm saying like...
At Comic-Con or some shit. You're walking around, but I'm saying you take the pictures, but you walk around.
I'm not saying Comic-Con. I'm saying the people at home who do this, they take a picture with like the little group of cosplayers. Yeah. And then what?
Yeah, you go to the bar downtown like, hey, Thor.
Yeah. The God of Thunder.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Like I don't...
I'm not trying to hate because it's like...
Everyone's got
We thing. All spend shit on what other people would think is stupid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then maybe they don't think it's stupid, but we think it's stupid. Same thing. But it's just... There's just like a... You have a job?
Yeah, if they knew,
I don't get it.
If they knew we spent $100 on a Valorant skin, they'd call us idiots. But you know what? It looks cool. Like, I get it. I just
want to... think they look cool, which is cool. You can have
it. Yeah, that's great. I just want to know when you're in your 40s and you're wearing spider bands pajamas.
Yeah, I don't understand. And like some of them invest like thousands of dollars and shit. Yeah. It's like, oh, I got this fucking
now,
replica of a Star Trek pistol.
Hyun's jet.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Hyun supremacy.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. Now you're being sexist.
Yeah.
Why is it sexist? Because you hate the other one to be like when it's a really hot girl does with a jet mouth.
Yeah. Let's get rowdy up in here.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't like
what
that.
I don't understand is the people when they dress up and then like they'll like put on like an acting thing and actually like be like, oh, you mortals, and they'll like actually do it. That's so cringy.
Or like Renaissance fair people.
Oh my god,
where they live there, and it's like, dude, you guys are eating fucking chicken with your hands. That's awesome. And
that's
you have
awesome.
Like,
yeah, but like you don't have to. And they'll go to like fucking Red Robin after all in their night.
And I like
costumes.
How all the girls are hard for the king, and it's just like all he did was
it's
buy
like
a crown.
It's like this is a fucking middle school play, you fuck.
But some people like take it seriously, like the Knight's Code chivalry, and when you know chivalry is dead, and I think we need to put some defibrillator on that.
I would 100% respect it and be fine with it if they actually killed each other.
Yeah,
if they use real swords, I'd be like, do it.
Do it.
I'd be like, you can use chivalry.
Do it.
You can't just pretend to have, you know what I mean? It's just weird.
And then, like, they have, like, the battles, you know, and then, like,
did all those people not have childhoods? I don't understand.
I mean, I'm guessing. What was that movie with the kid from Superbad, and he was in the Renaissance Fair?
Was
it Kevin Hart?
No, it was not.
Remember they had
from
to
Role
be,
Model? Stifler. Yeah. It was Stifler from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
He was the guy that had the little black kid. Never mind. It was Paul Rudd.
That's what it was. Paul Rudd. Great guy. Yeah. Do you think you'd get to the Big Brother program?
Yeah.
Remember that Sam Rell? Where it was like, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
He was talking about getting into the Big Brother program. And so he made it to like round three. And they were like, give an example of like a bad Big Brother, and he's like, you mean a pedophile? and so they're like, we meant impatient. And so he's
or
like
someone who's not, yeah,
yeah. And so then he was like, well, yeah, that's what a pedophile is, the impatience to wait until they're 18.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah, he also talked about
Do you ever see when Bo Burnham did that song? It's called New Math. It's like that was a while back he did it, but he's like, like girls are like math. Obviously, he's not a fucking creep. It's a fucked up joke, but it's fucking hilarious. and hey, don't fucking cancel me because this is somebody
Fuck
else's
you.
Joke. That's why I said Bo Burnham. But
these are not my words.
When you're doing math, he's like singing the song. He's like, if you're doing and you're multiplying number, or like you're trying to find the sum of numbers, if it's under 13, just do them in your head. Because think about, because like when you're doing multiplication, like 12 times 12, 144, and so on and so forth.
Flex.
But after,
I'm kidding.
subtle flex of arithmetic.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying anything over 12, you're like, oh, fuck, I don't know about that one. But like,
yeah, it's like 18 kind of times funny. 18. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Like, if I thought about
it. Well, 9 times 9 is 81.
You said 18 times 18.
Yeah, so one way that would
That's
be
64. Yeah. 6, carry the 4.
Yeah. Carry the 1, draw the skateboard.
Why the fuck did we ever learn cursive? I was so proud that yeah. I had actually really neat cursive. Why did I need to waste time knowing that? I've never had to use it other than my signature.
Yeah, I just do a big cursive J with some
scribbles. But at the same time, you can scribble it and they'll accept it as whatever it is.
The only time it didn't get accepted, my signature one time, was at H&M. And I had to sign and I just put a smiley face and they like pulled me to the side.
What do you think? What's the letter stand for? Hit or miss?
What?
An H&M, what do the letters stand for? Hit or miss, that's a good one. It's either a really good outfit or it's a bad outfit. I think H&M has some good shit.
Yeah, it's definitely, it was around the Yeezus phase, the Yeezy phase, you know, with the extended tees, the fucking, you know, like when it was a lot of monocolors.
Is it like Hollister and something else?
No, it's...
I was just guessing, I don't fucking know.
You should look it up.
I don't know, my phone's charging over there.
Oh, H&M, hats and magoos, no.
Hose and muffs.
Yeah,
dude.
Hose and muffs. Hose and muffs. Yeah. No muff too tough. No C too rough, no muff too tough.
It's a great, it yeah. No C yeah. too tough, no rep. I'm rooting, tooting, shooting. Been around the world twice. Spoke to everyone once.
That's actually
good. That's a 6A. It's a 6A. It yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Do you think you're a profound person?
I think I have my moments.
Answer honestly.
I think I have my moments.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I think I sometimes think I'm more profound than I am.
I think that's a common thing. Yeah, yeah. But like I do the same thing. I think I'm like profound, but I'm like I'm actually a little bit profound.
You have a lot of good one-liners, and a lot of people think you're funny. It is funny. Last
everyone time, thinks I'm funny.
Nah, it's not true.
Only people who hate me don't.
I mean, if you went to
and that line stretches around the block too. See what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't teach what I do.
You
here.
Just can't turn it up.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of it, or this isn't on topic at all.
Speaking of nothing on the topic.
Welcome back to Who Gives a Shit. So there's a Cookie Monster in the UK. And I didn't know this. I actually saw this on Uber Facts on Twitter, and I had to look it up because I thought it was fucking amazing. And it's the Biscuit Monster. And he has a fancy hat.
Really?
And he says me a lot. When I say me, it's like, don't touch me, biscuits! I'm assuming. He says me like
You're
that a lot.
You're assuming that?
Because he says me. I'm saying, but that the saying would be like,
don't touch
like
me.
A pirate.
Instead of mine.
I'm like, arg, this me treasure. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Prepare to walk ye the plank.
Like, what is, it's kind of, I don't know what it sounds like, but it would be really funny with an English
if
accent.
If you had a chance to be a pirate in the old times, would you do it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, drinking rum all day and then just,
dude, just
fucking bitch.
Dude, pulling up to the Galapagos and just clapping cheeks. Dude.
Yeah, just a fucking, like.
But the thing is, okay, the fucked up thing is, in that time, it's all rape. They just would pull up and fuck
it
people.
It was consensual.
Which is fucked up. But at the same time, yeah. But it okay, also it's the also the part. Best realm. At the old any time that's like before 1900s, like that was the best time to be a criminal because like it's all out. Like, okay, we saw this guy here. We have this dude who drew you with a crayon and maybe the marshals will find you. So if unless you're an idiot, you're not going to get caught.
Yeah. And also
like wow, you cut all your hair and you shave your beard, you're never gonna get caught.
You're wearing a hat with some glasses. Yeah. They can't catch
you're
you.
You're never gonna get caught. So
that's every super.
And I'm actually surprised people did back then. And it would actually be shitty because it's like if you get caught and you didn't do it, it's like you can't prove happened, your
yeah.
innocence.
Yeah.
But they can't prove you're actually guilty. I don't know. It's yeah. just it's all like eyewitness accounts. So if a bunch of people wanted someone dead, they'd be like, he killed my son. Okay, well, they don't have fingerprints. They don't have shit to look.
Look what he did.
Yeah, literally. And it's fucking crazy.
Because they were not like, what about the best thing about like being a pirate is that, like, I love how they have like 20 guns because they only have one shot. So it's like, toss it.
I think the reloading of it would be kind of sick.
I mean, in mid-battle, though.
Not in mid-battle.
Have, you don't have 45 to 50 seconds while the fucking the British are aggroing on you.
That's how you know, like, anyone in that time, it's like, that's fucking crazy because I'm saying, like, yeah, you took a shot, but I'm saying, you're fighting with fucking swords, dude. That's yeah. fucking nuts.
Like, can you imagine, like
here's the thing. I would love to be a pirate because I would, first of all, dress up identical to Jack Sparrow.
Oh, dude, the eyeliner.
Then, like,
everything.
The number one thing, if I was a pirate, what I would want to do is like, first of all, execute somebody with like the sword, whack the plank. And then if it's not that, like when two ships are fighting, and then do the anchor hooks and then swing across with my musket. Dude. And then looks like I was just twerking my ass, dude.
I do. I what I think is funny is like, so you're on the open ocean, like you're gonna see them. Like that, that awkward moment where you're just waiting.
The funniest part, there they are, and everyone's just like,
oh, the wind's going that way.
Yeah.
It's like, well, they'll be here in T minus
5 minutes probably. So everyone just kind of chill for a minute. Yeah. Get your last drinks in.
Hey, so they'll be here, I don't know, by sundown maybe. And then, dude, but like, the fucking, I like how
the funniest part is like, because I'm saying like, is when like an enemy ship would be chasing one of them. Because it's like,
chasing?
And they're all going so slow, but that's like the wind. If you're ahead, if you're ahead already and your ship's like fast, like you're never going to get caught. And so they're going to stay the same distance
but until
as you.
You go somewhere.
And you're just like,
yeah, yeah.
And it's like, but it's like you can't go anywhere where they don't know unless they decide, okay, fuck this. It's not worth it.
And then go where? Like,
I'm saying,
where are they going though?
Unless they decide, fuck it, we're not doing this anymore. If they just decide they really want you, they're just going to follow you wherever you go. That's like walking on the sidewalk in an open parking lot, and you can only walk, and someone's following you. Yeah. And you're just like,
yeah. Just slowly
like they're
going to
find, they're just going to,
but they're going to get your tea, tobacco, sugar, and spices from either way.
Do you think that if you were to walk the plank, like how long do you think you'd survive like treading water?
The thing is, I'd do the Return of the Jedi. I'd jump, go back up. Grab my sword and then just
go back up. On the plane where Luke did. But the thing is, there's like a bunch of, they just shoot you. They would just kill you.
They have one shot. I mean, I'm gonna take.
There's
it.
A bunch of dudes.
It's
I'm
me
saying
it's me versus the sharks.
I'm saying they throw you over. Like,
don't they usually like put some like big weighted balls on your ankles?
Well, usually they just tie your like hands and or they just throw you off because it's open ocean. It's like you're fucked anyways, and we want you to like suffer.
I mean,
so.
If you found like a drifting piece of beech wood. You might be able
to. Dude, come on.
Or, you know, you could get to...
I mean, like, how long could you tread in water without...
How long before you give up is what you're saying? Yeah. Just like, fuck, I'm just going to
I think,
myself.
Well, if I didn't have anything to float on, I'm going to do, like, the back thing and just float. Control my breathing and just kind of float. Yeah. And I could do that for a while, but it's like, at some point, I'm either going to eat my sharks or...
When it
got,
oh, my God.
That would then, I would drown myself. Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Is there a way to kill yourself without anything?
Yeah,
I mean, because if you hold your breath, you just pass out, right?
You drown yourself.
No, I'm saying
you can't. You don't kill yourself anyway. You just drown.
No, I'm saying you're in an empty room, or no, you're just.
You hold your breath. Yeah, you pass. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, if you hold your breath, you just pass out. But
okay,
I would just bash my head against.
Okay,
something.
Say you know you're about to be interrogated. So much pain, you're gonna die afterwards, anyways. And you want to kill yourself. You're tied up. Like, can you just hold your breath until?
No,
you die?
You'll just pass out. If you're able to actually hold it long enough, because usually you'll give in to like breathing.
Your cerebellum will kick in. The cerebellum is what does the, that's why you don't have to think about when you're breathing. I remember as like a kid, sometimes I'd like, when I was sleeping, I'd start thinking about breathing and then I'd be like, oh no, I have to control it. And I'd freak out. I'd be like,
it makes no sense.
Okay. But no, like I'm saying like, there's not a way to kill yourself. Is there like, could you like
if you're tied up and sitting in a chair? Yeah, there's really
I
not.
I feel like I just do this and try to snap.
Well,
my
if I'm in a chair, okay, here's the thing. I already have one. Wobble, wobble, wobble. You get that on the floor, stare
and
at the concrete.
When it's about to go.
Be painful, but you could do it.
Fuck.
And then you bleed out,
it's
I guess.
It's gonna be worse than that torture. When an interrogation officer comes in with some jumper cables and a quart of motor oil, you know you're
yeah,
in for
it. Yeah, like,
surprise.
I would rather bash
or a
my
good
head
time,
in.
To be honest.
Depending on what you're into, I yeah. guess, you know. Yeah. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah. What? So, like, say you're like one of those guys who's into like pain and you're getting interrogated.
I've never understood that.
Yeah, but it's like a hot.
That's
girl.
A different type of pain.
I mean, you could try to be like.
When you're actually getting fucking like fucked up, it's different than like, oh, this
your
hurts,
nipples
but
cut
I like
off
it
and
because
shit.
It's in a sexual situation.
That's weird that like prisoners of war and shit would just get like their fucking fingies chopped off and shit. And
yeah.
Do you remember Black Ops 1 when you had to, when you're playing Russian roulette? They're like, you! And then you look at him.
Yeah. Like, poof, poof, poof. Yeah. But there's only one bullet in Russian roulette.
That's why it was kind of an unbelievable scene, because it's like, I hope when I point to this guy and pull the trigger that...
Yeah, it's like, you're just like, you fucking...
Yeah.
And then you're dead. Yeah.
Just a fucking blank.
Yeah.
Can a blank, if you put it up to your head, it'll still kill you though, right? Because of the pressure? I believe if you take a
blank...
If
you put it in your temple, maybe.
Isn't there like a spot in the back of the head that you can just... someone, they die.
No.
Yes.
Not with your hand. Maybe if you had a fucking bat, yeah, you can kill anyone in the head. I'm just saying, but like, there's not a specific spot. There's like under here, it's like a tender spot, but like your temples are like the things.
Say you're in a fight. Like, what is your first move? Are you just punching him like in the nose, just right in the face as hard as you can?
I'm waiting for him to punch first. I'm countering, so he opens up. Wow.
That's good.
Probably.
Yeah, I think.
That or just like, all right, well, or don't protect your face, and I'll just fucking suck.
Do you think a 2v1 is unfair?
Yeah, it's hand to hand, bro. It's unfair.
It's hand to hand, fucking.
Yeah, it's unfair, of course. But I'm saying, if you were one that overcame that, you're a fucking certified badass.
Do you remember Trial by Combat? It was like, hey, so I know that you fucking murdered this village, but if you beat our best warrior,
that was a big. Well, it's like an alpha male thing.
Yeah, it doesn't excuse you of the crime.
It's like, if you're this badass, we won't care.
Yeah, if you're, you know, if you're this good, I mean, we can't let you go.
It's like, hey, if you beat this guy, I mean, we just ran into one of the greats. Yeah. Like, we'll just let you go.
Yeah, also, but I feel like afterwards, they're going to, like, if you win, they're going to take you to the fucking army booth, the little stand. The U.S. Army wants you.
This is unrelated, but, like, do you think that, like, detectives that look up like cases and kidnappings, murders, whatever, like they've done it so many times,
they're kind of
desensitized to it, and they kind of like look at a case like, oh, wait, it was done, it's like, dude, this guy's a fucking pro.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they do. Like, I was watching this show one time, and
true crime is huge right
and
now.
They're like, this show one time, I think it was like CSI or something, I don't know, and this like this lady was like with her daughter, and like she was in the garden or something, and the little kid was on the lawn like 20 feet behind her, and she like literally lays like, hi honey, and then she's like planting flowers or whatever that middle-aged wives do because they're bored
complaining,
and then
she was on the phone, guys,
literally was like turned around for maybe 35-40 seconds and turned around, she's gone, like her little kid just got taken.
That's a pro.
And I don't think it's any offense toward the mom. It's like you ran into one of the greats.
Yeah.
You know, it's not your fault. Do you think detectives do that though? Like when they're all like investigating, they're just like, dude, this guy is fucking good.
Yeah.
This guy's good. He knows what he's doing.
The problem with like the whole true crime shit now, like you just get desensitized to it. It's like that and porn and everything, and it's like the fact
you can
that,
get
like,
desensitized to anything, that's a fact.
I mean, I feel like our generation is like imagine like our grandfather seeing one of those ads.
It was a dark and stormy night, and the captain said, Little John, tell us a story, and this is the story that Little John told. Shout out to Pop Spence.
Yeah. Do you remember the gurgle gurgle story?
Yeah, with the lightning.
Yes,
I do, bro.
He made the Slavits cry, and then their parents came over and talked to
him. It's a story,
yeah, bro. I cannot imagine as a parent being like, hey, I'm going to go talk to this other parent because he told a scary story. It's like kids these days are doing a lot of drugs. Like, at least they're not doing that.
Yeah, I mean,
but like what I'm saying about like imagine like showing your grandfather like one of those ads of the ogre just fucking an elf, like he's gonna be like, what the fuck? We're just like, where's the X button?
Dude, it's known that like in like the 70s and 80s, like the porn industry was just the most fucked up, insane, lawless fucking place.
It still is not like
regulated. No, it's not even close. There's no regulate. There's regulations now. It's not the same. Like, I'm saying it was just a lawless fucking place. Like, seriously, like, literally. It's a fact.
The weird thing about porn is that it's like, so prostitution's illegal, but if there's a camera, it's cool. Like,
yeah, it's a weird line thing because it's technically its own industry.
I'm not saying I'm for prostitutes. I mean, you know, make that bread. But it's like, you can't not let someone sell their body.
Yeah, you can't do it here, but not do it there. You know?
Yeah, and it's like, oh.
But I think the
it's up to the town because Vegas is just like, yeah, it's cool.
No, it's not cool. You can get arrested for it.
No, in Vegas is 100% legal. It is 100%
legal. I've seen so many episodes of Cops where they make arrests in Vegas for prostitution.
No, 100%.
Maybe not anymore, maybe.
It is 100%
legal. Okay, well, then never mind.
Because there's the fucking billboards, the little bunny ranch.
But yeah, escorts are different than prostitutes.
No,
escorts technically aren't prostitutes.
You go into the fucking single wide, and then some fucking grandma with a dress on smoking a cigarette says, girls, they come out. I sound like I know this. I've never done this.
You've seen too much TV, bro.
Girls. They're like...
I don't know. Jesus Christ.
You got the fucking crack
itch.
Yeah,
anyways, either way, I'm just saying, I agree with it. But the thing is, that, like, in that environment, it's regulated. So that's why it's...
The environment's just not a good environment. Like, I mean, if you're at the point where you have to pay for sex...
Okay, well, it's such a... evolved time. That I'm saying they drug test now. There's like there's regulations in place.
They drug tests in the porn industry?
Yes, they do. 100%.
Drug test.
Mm-hmm. We watched that documentary on Hulu.
Definitely not the males.
They do everybody.
Not the males.
They do STD testing and they do drug testing.
Definitely STD testing.
They do drug testing. I'm saying that's why I said 7. They didn't do any of that shit. It's just like show up and fuck all these people. You fucking whore.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sounds like pimping.
And they all had bushes.
Yeah.
It was the times.
Bushes,
dude.
Were like, I mean, the thing about the bush, man, is it's like, you know, it's definitely womanly.
It's crazy because like at one point, someone was just like, I'm just going to cut this.
Yeah.
And like, whoa.
I'm thinking of a high top fade.
And they're like, two on top, three on the sides. Yeah. No, but I'm saying at some point was like, why didn't anyone think of this sooner?
The other thing, what I always wondered is back in the day when girls were wearing like bikinis, like, was there just like hanging out?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I can see her fucking bush.
Yeah, it looked like fucking they were giving Stephen King a piggyback ride. Or he was giving them a piggyback ride. Love that. Yeah. Yeah, but seriously, bro, it's crazy.
It's crazy times, man.
It was a crazy time.
Like, I mean, if you,
I wish I was like a teenager in the 80s. Dude,
I'd
want to
be
sick.
In like the 50s would be cool.
I think like this. Yeah, I agree with you. Like any olden time, like I think that'd be kind of.
When
cool.
Was segregation? Was that the 40s, 50s?
Yeah,
that's not that long ago.
No shit. Yeah, it's not. But it stuck around probably till late 50s. Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's
then
pretty fucked up.
And then the civil rights made its tremendous strides. But yes. Yeah, it's kind of insane. Yeah. Like,
dude, I'm sorry.
What that conversation?
No, this is so funny. Like, this is. I saw this in Family Guy.
Oh no!
But I can just imagine you and I. Like
dude, you would have went to the good bathroom. I would have got a segregated, bro. Do they do the same thing to brown people?
I don't, dude. Just all I can imagine is like you and me are like, we get our chance to like time travel. Like, let's go to the 50s. You and I want to walk into this restaurant. They have a fire hose.
We walk in and like
there's a guy putting a polio fucking.
Yeah, we walk into this like old, like Frank Sinatra concert. I'm like, dude, this is so crazy. And then I go to the bathroom and you try to find me, then I'm lynched. It's crazy, man.
It's fucking nuts.
But the thing is, like, did they do the same thing for like everyone that's not white?
I don't think so. Right?
I don't know. It had to have. It's color and white. I mean, if you're color, then you know, I don't know. But either way, I wouldn't want to take my chances.
Yeah.
Especially during the summertime when I'm more.
Yeah. I
have my dad with my birth certificate next to me. I'm like, this is my dad. This is my birth certificate. I'm mixed. I don't think there's a mixed bathroom, but I'll try.
It's the one with the dad, the mom, and the little kid.
It's the family bathroom.
Yeah, the family. That's where people go to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, he has a condition. They're just going to town.
Yeah. What are we at right now?
We're at 38. I have one more question. Have you ever tried a weird condom? Like, not just the normal ones?
Yeah.
What was it?
I think
it wasn't the studs, was it?
It was.
You tried the one with the little balls all over it?
It wasn't me who bought it. Like, she already had it. And I'm like, okay, well, I need one, so I'm not really wanting to go because I'm shit-faced. I really don't want to go get one. And so I'm like, sure, why not? Fuck it. And I'm just like, I felt like...
You feel like you have an alien dick.
I felt like I had put a normal condom on, and then I'd put a bunch of BBs in there. That's what it felt like. And it was so weird. And for her, I'm sure it was like, ah! I'm sure it was fine. I'm sure, like, because it's stud, like, it's, but I'm saying for me, it was just, it felt so strange. I
felt like she just got a shotgun blast in her cooch.
I got a buckshot in my wiener, dude. Like, it wasn't, like, bad, but it was just so strange. And I'm like, who would voluntarily do this?
I feel like people have those.
It was like, I was also, like, 17, so.
Oh, wow.
Or 18. Okay. I was, like, 18 or 19.
She didn't get to
fully appreciate
it.
I was, like, 18, so.
I would say people have those when they buy the multi-packs and use the normal ones and maybe the rib. And maybe it's like, and it's like, hey, I got this. Do you ever see that shit where.
I was, like, yeah, I was, like, 18, 19, I think, yeah. Anyways, what?
Do you ever see that shit where it was, like, there's a guy that makes, like, alien dildos that plants eggs and shit? You ever see that video?
What the
on Instagram?
Fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it looks like this alien. People have this fetish for alien dicks. And
alien dicks.
And there's these.
What does an alien dick look like? Green?
It's got these little tentacles and shit.
Like a fucking kraken?
Yeah. And but the thing is they use these...
What the fuck?
They use these gelatin-like balls so that it feels like it's implanting its eggs in you, I believe.
Wait, how do you get them out? You just don't? That's, and you die from, like, poisoning
I'm
5 years
you
later?
Just poop it out. I mean, imagine...
Hey, if it's in your... Oh, it's in their ass.
Yeah. Yeah, you like ride
what
it.
But if you're putting like a bunch of shit, like it can get clogged.
Just like the bears.
Yes. I
maybe it's for hibernation. The bears need it for hibernation.
I don't know. That's a weird scenario.
That like, would be something that like our current government would be like, hey, we need $1.2 trillion to give the bears alien dildos. And then the guy who makes him is like, it's my time.
Yeah. We need $82 million to put a gazebo in every park. Like, what the fuck, dude?
It's like, bring an umbrella.
No one goes there except the homeless people.
Yeah.
And it honestly, most of the time, not even them. They know better than that.
Yeah, like,
they don't even want
to
do that.
Park bench where this kid...
Like, they do that, I'm saying, but like, they don't... you know what I mean? I'm saying, it's more like rest stops and shit. I'm like, why do they put anything in a rest... Everyone comes here to piss, blah, 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 bam, bye.
Yeah.
Why do you put a bunch of shit there? Because
all that ends up is some kid's
like,
old...
Like, yeah, and there's grass there, you can walk your dog, you can take a stretch, you can do whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, why... Oh, this is a great question. Mm-hmm. Why are there, like, barbecue pits at rest stops? Who is rest stopping and then... Hey, I have a couple fucking prime ribs in the back. Let's just fucking have a barbecue at the rest stop.
Put some wieners on.
Who? Who?
Who?
Who? Yeah, I'm serious though. I'm saying, but like, no one would take the because it's a rest stop, not a barbecue picnic stop.
Yeah,
and I know
it's
people
not a B&B.
Like people do stop there and like take like an hour or whatever. But I'm saying,
well, the truck
no
drivers
one,
sleep.
Yeah,
get that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, not people don't go there to fucking. Hey, kids, we're going to the rest stop today.
Can you imagine like, cooking up all that food right next to like? Literally 500 people an hour are just blowing it up fucking 20 yeah. feet over. And you know those germs spread. The wind's going. It's
that's
like,
not how that works, by
like,
the way.
And it's like, I'm going to just throw on some fucking
if someone
brats.
If someone shits over there 30 feet away from me, I'm not going to get sick because the fragrance came my way. You
I'm
fuck.
Just saying it smells bad.
Yeah, of course like, it does.
Yeah.
But like, it's not close enough to where you'd smell
yeah,
it.
And it's like, when you go to the grill and there's some child's Band-Aid on it, and it's just like,
did
do
you
I
ever,
just scrape
dude, this off? Dude, did you ever go camping? This is specific when I was younger. I don't even, and like, they have like the camping bathrooms, and they have some, not all of them have it. They have like the toilet that is, here's the toilet, and then 20 feet down is like the pit of all the shit and stuff. And so if you like go to the bathroom, it's like,
oh yeah.
It's like dropping fucking bombs on
yeah.
Nagasaki in World War II.
The ultimate war crime.
B-52 bombers.
Yeah. I also
I'm like, you could have just put it here.
Yeah.
So then you don't hear a fucking splat like you just threw someone down there.
I think
there.
It's so they only have to empty it like once a year.
I'm sure it is because they can make it bigger. But I'm just saying like, why is it so far down?
The forest ranger?
Like it's like Alien vs. Predator. I'm about to crack a glow stick and drop it and see how far it goes.
I think the forest ranger at one point was like, I'm emptying this every week. How do we make it once a year? It's like, let's just dig deeper.
Yeah, that's pretty much the answer. How do they get it out of there?
A pump.
Part of me thinks they just don't.
Yeah, maybe there's just like ground down there and it fertilizes like the grass.
And it just like soaks in the ground.
Yeah. It is kind of crazy the way the cycle works. Like we eat the plants, we shit, and that helps the plants.
Yeah, same thing that happens when we die.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
We came from the dust and we returned.
It's true, though. That's what happens. You know?
And it's also like fucking, what's it called? When we breathe in oxygen and out carbon dioxide, they take carbon dioxide and
yeah, we take
photosynthesis. Photosynthesis.
Yeah, then they...
Photosynthesis. Let's get into this.
Yeah, they take in carbon dioxide and they take the oxygen. They give out oxygen and then we take in the oxygen.
That's
why astronauts have a lot of plants and stuff on the International Space Station. They have plants and trees, a lot of like little ones, obviously.
So when you poop in space, like it obviously doesn't fall out. You have to pull it, right? With like a glove? Or...
That's a good question.
I mean, you're laughing
thing,
at me, but it's
the
like...
The thing is, no, because you're still giving force for it to get out. It's more of like after it just doesn't drop, it just goes...
It's not that much. You're just sitting on your phone.
Yeah.
Gotta grab
no, but yeah,
shit.
You don't have to pull. That's not. But there's no gravity. You still, you're for. There's still enough force to get it out. It's more of it just doesn't drop.
They have one of those. They have those doggy bags.
Like I poop. Actually, legitimately would like, out of my own curiosity. I don't know there's videos of it, but like I want to like dump a liquid out and watch what happens. Like just watch it. Can you imagine being like on psychedelics and you dump a bottle of water and you're just like, in space, dude. Holy fuck. I don't think I'd survive that.
I mean, imagine like standing in front of the toilet and you pee and it just goes up.
Yeah, and you're just like, why there's a toilet here?
Just have a cup.
I don't think they have a toilet.
Where do they go?
No, I'm saying, why would they in if bags? It doesn't go in there? They what, are they going to gather the shit and then put it in the toilet and like forcefully flush it?
I would say that the toilet has a slight vacuum to it, oh, so it pulls it down. Yeah, there's like a vacuum. It's a vacuum cleaner in your butt. Just yeah. Fucking.
Or maybe there's like a certain room where they have a vacuum, so then like...
You just shit on the walls and then it just sucks it out. You just go in there, just
fucking dustbuster.
You have the little handheld vacuum.
Yeah, the handheld one. Yeah, yeah, I know you're talking about. All right, well, I think we're
we're 45.
Yeah, so we're 45. Yeah, I think that's gonna do it for today. Mike, stop.
See.
So gross, bro. Okay, I want to thank you guys for listening. Oh yeah, again, we're sorry we had a little bit of a hiatus, but we've been working on a lot of big things.
A sabbatical.
We're working on a lot of big things, like the Patreon, like I mentioned before, and the Hot Ones episodes have been being edited, and other things going on outside the scenes that, you know, we've been a little bit preoccupied, but you know, we're back and we're better than ever. Well, we never really left, so it's okay.
We didn't. The comeback is greater than the setback.
Yeah, and God usually gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. And we are the strong... Well, I am the stronger soldier for sure. Yeah. Because I've gone through tougher
battles.
Tell
me how it is. I'll tell you how it was.
Yeah. That's all I can say. Jack, where can they find you?
They can find me at Jack_Spence. Isaiah Anthony Lesney, where can they find you?
Isaiah_Lesney on Instagram, where you can find both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram page. But anyways, thank you guys for listening, man. We appreciate it. And, you know, even though we haven't been posting any clips, we haven't been on our shit at the moment, but we still actually are getting downloads a lot, which is kind of weird because we
D-loads.
Haven't done anything. So thank you guys for listening. We look forward to the times ahead because, like we said, the Patreon is there. We're going to have all the episodes on the Patreon. And obviously, we've already explained the Patreon. They get everything a week early, plus other features that you don't get unless you get the Patreon. Exactly. But if you don't want to pay...
Live Q&As, too.
If you don't want to pay, anything, you still get the normal episodes at the normal time, most likely.
Just don't be a fucking little slapdick. And fucking,
but yeah.
Don't steal from us, you know?
But anyways, it's okay either way. But yeah, the Patreon's going to be launching. So a lot of interesting things going to happen and a lot of better episodes ahead. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you. And as always, good to see you. And see you.
Rowdy up in here.